Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Hank Haney here with you today. And I am going to talk a little bit about the Zozo Championship at Sherwood. And Tiger Woods and his chances. You know, I was, like I always do, going through the internet. And, of course, I came across this article on PGAtour.com. And I'm going to read it, the first part to you. And this is about Tiger playing at Sherwood Country Club. Now, Sherwood Country Club is where Tiger Woods, for years, hosted his Tiger World Challenge, whatever it was called. It was called a lot of things, by the way. It was the Williams World Challenge. It was the Target World Challenge presented by Williams. It was the Target World Challenge presented by Countrywide. It was the Chevron World Challenge presented by Bank of America. It was the Chevron World Challenge. It was the Northwestern Mutual World Challenge. And then it was the, you know, then it became the Hero World Challenge when they switched to Albany and the Bahamas and changed it up. But anyway, Tiger played at Sherwood, and he had, I think he played there 12 times, and 10 of the times he finished first or second. Five wins and five second-place finishes. And one of the wins was, by seven shots. Another win by four shots. Matter of fact, as I was looking back and I was looking through the history of playing at Sherwood, because that's where they're hosting the Zozo Championship this year, which is, of course, the tournament Tiger won last year in Japan. They moved the tournament to the United States. They're playing at Sherwood Country Club. So this is a great spot for Tiger to kind of get going before Augusta. And I'm kind of reminiscing about the tournaments that Tiger played in at Sherwood, when he played in his Target World Challenge, the years that I was coaching him. He won in 2004, beat Padraig Harrington by two shots. 2005, he didn't win. Luke Donald won. I don't know what happened that year. Probably my fault. But anyway, 2006, that was when Tiger was really starting to play. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. He won that by four shots over Jeff Ogilvy. 2007, he won by seven shots over Zach Johnson. 2008, he didn't play. Remember, that was when he won the U.S. Open, then had the surgery on the knee, torn ACL, stress fracture, so he didn't play in 2008. 2009, he didn't play because that's when he hit the fire hydrant. Hit the fire hydrant in November. The Chevron World Challenge was played in December, so he didn't play. But he's got quite a record at Sherwood. I mean, he just tears it up there. So that's where they're playing this year for the Zozo Championship. And I'm reading this article. This is by Cameron Moffitt. I think his name is Moffitt, something like that. Cameron Moffitt. Cameron Moffitt. I mean, I don't know these guys. I've seen these guys for years, but I don't know who they are. Anyway, Cameron Moffitt. And he says Tiger Woods would normally be a good bet to successfully defend at this year's Zozo Championship. He has a knack for dominating tournaments he likes. Well, that's true. When he used to win all the time at Bay Hill, and he won all the time at Firestone, he won all the time at Torrey Pines. And you know, a lot of players do that, but Tiger definitely does that when he likes a golf course and has a good feel for it. he's going to be tough there. That's just the fact. So he liked the tournament in Japan, the course, fit his game, fit his eye. And he won there last year, his 82nd win on the PGA Tour. So this article goes on and it says, he talks about dominating tournaments he likes, and he says, and he'll be highly motivated. Now, this is where I kind of stopped and thought about this. I'm like, okay, he'll be highly motivated. And I'm like, first off, how does Cameron Morfitt know this? And then I'm thinking, when was the last time Tiger Woods looked highly motivated? I know he won the Masters last year, but I mean, I've said he's going to win majors. I still think he's going to win another major. He's got so much experience. He's been such a great player. He's going to be at the right place at the right time. And if he has an opportunity on the weekend, I don't care what anybody says, nobody knows how to close a deal better than Tiger Woods. No one. And he's gonna be at the right place at the right time and do it. But Tiger has played seven tournaments. He played seven tournaments last year on the PGA Tour. One of them was the Zozo Championship. So this was last, you know, it's the wraparound season. So this is his last fall. And he played three events this year. You know, he'll have played three events. So and he's talking about adding maybe Houston to play another term before the Masters. But that if he doesn't, he'll play the U.S. Open, the Zozo, and the Masters, and that'll be it. So he'll have played 10 events this year. Now, he's got a lot of excuses. Everybody can throw the COVID excuse out there, and I'm just, you know, I'm not going to play because of COVID. I mean, what's really happened bad on the PGA Tour because of COVID? I mean, they had like, you know, 10 people test positive. I don't know of anybody that's really gotten really sick. Dustin Johnson has it now. Now, he's not playing this week at Zozo, so maybe he's gotten sick. But last I heard, he wasn't even really feeling any symptoms. I don't know. Maybe he had a little cold or something. I don't know. But people have been playing. People have been playing in tournaments. I mean, you could stay home. I'm just saying it's an excuse that people will have and they can use if they want it. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play because of COVID. Or, you know, I've got kids now and I want to, you know, spend time with them, which is fine. That's a great, you know, it's a great reason, a great excuse. And that excuse is always out there. It's always available. You can always, you know, throw out. I mean, it's just like, and nobody is ever going to, like, nobody's ever going to question. There's certain things people don't question. They're not going to question when you say, I'm not going to play because of COVID. They're not going to question when you say, I've got kids and they take up more time. They're not going to question when you say, you know, you're injured. I can't practice as much because of my back, my knees, whatever. You know, they give you a pass on the PGA Tour. The media does. They give you a pass when you say you're changing your swing. You're working on some changes. When you get a pass for a period of time on that, because they keep making excuses for you and saying, well, he's working on changes. And, you know, those are about the only things you get passes for. But you got that hanging out there. My point is this. When was Tiger last highly motivated? Now, I can remember back to 2006, 2007, when he was, you know, messing around with this Navy SEAL stuff, and he wasn't highly motivated then. He was like talking about, hey, I might be done. And maybe the motivation came back a little bit to try, you know, after, you know, the fire hydrant and trying to get back. But I just, when people assume that he's highly motivated, he wants this one so bad, like this guy says in this article, you know, he wants to get to number 83. I feel like he's at 82 wins. He's tied Sam Snead. 83 would give him the record. I just think he feels like it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to get to that record. So somewhere, sometime, he's gonna win another tournament. I don't know if that has him highly motivated. If he was highly motivated, wouldn't he have played more than seven times and just, you know, once? You know, what's he played? Seven times in the last year, and then he's played once this fall, U.S. Open. I mean, if he was really that highly motivated, I mean, I don't see it. I mean, I must be missing something on this highly motivated stuff. But even if he was highly motivated, and he has a great record at Sherwood, you still have to hit the shots. You still have to hit the shots. So I'm going to talk about that next when we come back on the Hank Haney podcast. Remember to sign up for my instructional emails. They come out on a daily basis. Go to HaneyUniversity.com and you can subscribe for free to my instructional emails. And people are loving those, getting great feedback. So don't miss out on that. It's a free deal. Just go and subscribe at HaneyUniversity.com. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney podcast. Okay, so Tiger is rated, he's ranked 28th in the world right now, which doesn't really mean anything. I don't know if that bothers him. I don't think it does. Another thing I don't think he's motivated by is the world ranking. Doesn't, you know, he's clearly the guy. If he plays, he's still the guy. And he's always going to be the guy. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, he's number one in the thing that matters, and that's who's everybody want to watch? They want to watch Tiger. But the last year, I mean, look at his record. You know, it's not good. I mean, he's got in these events he's played. I mean, last year, two top tens. He finished, I think, ninth at Torrey Pines, which is nothing to write home about considering that's a golf course that he's just totally dominated in the past. And then he, you know, won the Zozo, which is all the way back to, you know, last year. Really hasn't, it didn't die anything. Had no has not played and had a chance to win on the weekend, which is what someone like Tiger is really all about. He's not about grinding it out. Let me see if I can make the cut so that some people can watch me streaming online, playing in the first group off on Saturday and Sunday at the PGA Championship. That's not what he's about. I mean, a great champion couldn't care less about that. What they want to do is they want to be playing in the last group on Sunday. When you hear Tiger talk about he loves to compete, he loves to, you know, go against the young guys, whatever, however he likes to phrase it, he's talking about a chance to win on Sunday. The problem is, in order to have a chance to win on Sunday, on any given Sunday, you have to practice and work at your game a lot before you get to the tournament, let alone Sunday. You got to practice. You got to work. You got to be prepared. He hasn't been prepared for any tournaments he's played this year. I mean, that's just the fact. I mean, if you listen to him talk, and he had a press conference, you know, the other day or yesterday or whenever it was, and he was talking about how he feels a lot better right now going into, you know, Zozo than he did going into the U.S. Open. What about that? I mean, he's trying to catch Jack Nicklaus's record. That's what everybody thinks is out there. You know, three more majors to tie him. You know, four to beat him. He's 44 years old. Clock's ticking. This guy in his article says Tiger's gonna be highly motivated to win number 83. Wouldn't you think he'd be more highly motivated to win the U.S. Open? But yet he said, I feel like I'm much more prepared right now than I was to play at the Zozo than I was to play at the U.S. Open. Well, what happened to the highly motivated? I mean, there is no highly motivated. It doesn't exist anymore. He's great. He's been great. He has a wealth of experience. It could come together any week. I wouldn't bet on him this week, but it could. I mean, he's got such a record at Sherwood. He could win the Masters again. But don't give me the highly motivated. Because what Tiger Woods is not at in his career right now is highly motivated. That's just a fact. And you know, maybe it's because he can't practice because of his back. You know, remember when he had the putter that was longer, a quarter inch longer putter. And he said, now I can practice my putting more because I don't have to bend over as much. I mean, come on, really? I mean, give me a break on that stuff. He's not motivated. When he putts like he's been putting this year, that's somebody that's not practicing. I know how great Tiger Woods is. When you look at Tiger Woods, and he's, and let me just tell you, 2020, he was 183rd in putting. He was 186th in three-putt avoidance. That's like the worst on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods, there's no yip in his stroke. There's no like something that's happened that's catastrophic. That can only mean one possible thing. One possible thing. And that is that he is not practicing. Period. Now, maybe it's because of his back. Maybe it's because he's spending time caddying for Charlie or watching Sam play soccer. I don't know. But don't give me the bit about how he's highly motivated, because what he isn't, I can tell you what he isn't highly motivated. That is just the fact. I mean, people need to just wake up and understand what they're looking at. You're looking at a guy that's 44 years old. He's done so much in golf. He's an incredible champion, arguably the greatest player that's ever lived. I always say Jack Nicklaus is because he's got the major record, but I don't think anybody's ever played golf better than Tiger Woods. So there's a little distinction that I'm drawing there. I don't think anybody's ever played golf better than Tiger Woods, but highly motivated is not what he is. Don't bet on Tiger because he's highly motivated. Bet on Tiger because at any time it could happen. He's just so good and has been so good that at any time it could happen. And if he gets in contention, he knows what to do, period. End of story. He knows what to do. But the problem is, here's the problem. You have to hit golf shots. It's not about being highly motivated. First of all, he's not even highly motivated, but it's not about that. It's not, and it's, and to the greatest extent, it's not even about experience. Experience will help you on Sunday in the final group. Experience will help you. You got to get to Sunday. Now, how in the world are you going to get to Sunday when you're looking at statistics like I'm looking at? How are you going to get to Sunday? And I'm going to go through those statistics when we come back. Remember to go to voodoopainrelief.com. If you have aches and pains, muscle soreness, joint pain, arthritis pain, this product, my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, is absolutely the best. If you haven't tried it, this offer is on the website, right on the front page, voodoopainrelief.com. You can click on the box, get your free two-week supply, and try it out. Now, I've got a money-back guarantee. You're getting it for free, but I got a money-back guarantee on the product for people that order the product. My return rate has been 0.1%. 0.1%. Nobody returns this product. Next to nobody. The product works. It's been clinically tested, clinically proven. I'm sure you've tried pain relief creams in the past. I have. I mean, I was a pain relief cream nut. Love to try them all. None of them worked. I came up with my own product. This product is fantastic. VoodooPainRelief.com. Get your free two-week supply. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney Podcast. So here's the problem. Here's the problem with highly motivated. This is it. 2020 statistics for Tiger Woods. Strokes gained tee to green, 47th. I look at that number and I think that's impossible. First off, I think his swing looks good. I like the way Tiger's been swinging the club. But if you don't practice and you don't put in the time, it's hard to perform like, you know, you're capable of. That's just the facts. 47th is nine. This is a statistic that for years and years and years, he was number one. Now, the one statistic that doesn't seem to budge much, although he used to dominate this statistic, but he's still right up there. Approach shots to the green. Strokes gained, approach shot to the green. Last year, Justin Thomas was number one. Tiger was fourth. His iron play has been and probably always will be great. Although his wedge play is not as good as it used to be. He does not control his distance as good with his wedges as he did back in the day, especially back in the day when I was watching him. That's just the fact, okay? But let me go through the rest of these statistics. We all know this is a distance game right now. Distance. I mean, you got to send it. Tiger's 44 years old. He's noticeably been swinging easier, which everybody loves. Look at his rhythm. Look at his tempo. Look at his this and that. He's swinging smooth. He's not trying to kill the ball. That's fine. That's good. Maybe it's saving his back. Maybe it is. Maybe it's working good. 11 fairways out of 28 with the smooth swing. Beautiful smooth swing. Everybody loves it. That's great. Look at that. He's on balance and da-da-da-da-da. Listen to these people talk about this. 28 fairways to be had at the U.S. Open because he's only there 2 days. He hit 11 of them. 11 of them with his smooth swing. That's not good. Distance, 77th on tour last year, 296.8 yards. Now, there was 30 people, something. I mean, I don't know what it was. Over 32, something like that was a number. Over 300 yards last year on the PGA Tour. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau's out there, you know, to 340 yards, you know, giving up 40 yards to somebody, you know, 30 yards on average, whatever it is, it's a big get. It's a big problem. I mean, it just is. Doesn't mean it's going to show up all the time. Doesn't mean you can't compete. But that's it. 77th in driving distance is a problem. But it's a bigger problem when you're 183rd in putting and 186th in three-putt avoidance. And by the way, 145th last year in strokes gained around the green. He was awful around the green at the U.S. Open. Remember the chunk shot on 18? His sand game has not been good. Sand proximity to the hole. 169th in 2020 from sand traps. So you look at his short game around the green, 145th, sand proximity, 169th, 186th in three-putt avoidance, 183rd in strokes gained putting, 122nd off the tee. And I'm reading this article and the guy says he's highly motivated. What does that mean? Highly motivated for what? You got to hit the ball. Now, he could do it. I mean, listen, he's such a good putter and been such a good putter. He could show up there, know the greens at Sherwood, drain everything he looks at because he probably didn't have to bend over and read a putt. Five times a second place, at Sherwood, five times a winner at Sherwood. It's a golf course that just hard to imagine that if he has anything. It's hard to imagine in a field of 78, if Tiger Woods has anything at all, he doesn't finish in the top five at Sherwood. Now, he's 33-1 Vegas this week at Sherwood for the Zozo Championship. The books aren't showing a lot of confidence in his game. But don't confuse him for being highly motivated. That's my point. Now if he doesn't get motivated for the Masters, he never will. But at this point in his career, he is in the situation where right place, right time, game came together. Kind of like what Nicklaus did when he won, very late in his career at Augusta. You know, that'll happen to Tiger again. He'll win number 83. I think he'll win another major. But it's not going to be because it's just not going to be because he went out there and practiced like the old days and was highly motivated and look out for Tiger this week. You know, stop on the articles about look out for Tiger. He's highly motivated. Highly motivated was a long time ago. Highly motivated is not right now. It just isn't. That's just the facts. Now, he'll win again. He will. He may win again this week. But it won't be because he was highly motivated. It will be because he's arguably the greatest player ever, and there's still something in there. But 33-1 are the odds. That's just the facts. All right. Appreciate everybody listening. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us so we'll show up every day with the Hank Haney podcast. Remember to go to HaneyUniversity.com. You can find my new book there, How to Play Better Golf Today, Lessons of a Lifetime. And get your free 2-week supply at VoodooPainRelief.com. Don't forget that as well. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney podcast. The Hank Haney podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.